Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today I'm with the esteemed Jeffrey Snover. Yeah. This gentleman here in a beautiful I don't know, pink salmon colored shirt.
It's burnt orange,
it's
my
burnt
friend.
Orange. That's not burnt orange. That's not. Is it really?
I could take it off.
I think it's salmon.
Okay.
I'm gonna go salmon.
Okay.
Okay. And today we're gonna talk about Azure Stack. And you can see I wrote this. The level of importance here. We should talk about this. So this. Jeffrey, tell me a little bit about what this is.
Yeah, so basically it's Azure, the power of Azure running on people's hardware. It's that great. Yeah,
okay.
So people, you know, a lot of people, when we talked to them, they said, hey, we love Azure, but is there some way we could stop listening to this Rusinovich guy? And so,
well, the best way to do that is to ship another product that has nothing to do with him.
We could ship that on your hardware, and then...
then you don't have to listen to him.
Yeah, exactly. Then you'd have to listen to me. No, but seriously, we talked to people, and they said, hey, we love the cloud. We love it, love it, love it.
Yeah.
However, for various reasons. Business concerns about, well, I'm in a regulated industry, mm-hmm. or what about data sovereignty, or
right.
You know, just a number of concerns.
Or proximity as well. I mean, being proximity. Close to you, right? Like you want a certain amount of milliseconds from your
yeah,
other
right,
your
latency.
Home office and so on, yeah.
Yeah, or just comfort,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They said we'd love it, but we'd love to have it running on our data centers, on our servers. So that's what Azure Stack is.
Yeah.
Azure Stack is Azure running on people's data centers.
Yep.
So, you know, we're starting off, it's got all the critical services, the IaaS, and the core set of PaaS services.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been some confusion about that in the past. We start off with the core stuff, and then we'll release more and more and more.
Yeah.
And just as it's a little bit different than stuff you're used to, Microsoft products in the past, you know, they're used to,
yeah.
Hey, it's done, it's complete, I get it. That's
right.
That.
Locked, right? And
now,
yeah, exactly.
It's the cloud,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So the cloud, what that means is at any given time, you're going to be getting stuff. There's that's in production, and then some stuff that's in preview mode.
Uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh. And it'll be revving constantly.
And
yeah.
The whole model here is to create an ecosystem,
yeah.
Right, where everybody's you write this stuff and it runs here, or in a hoster's cloud, or in a private cloud.
Right.
And therefore, in order to that ecosystem work, everybody's sort of got to be roughly on the same set of APIs.
Right.
So that means you get updated with the cloud cadence.
That's right.
Now, of course, to Azure, you guys update what every. 2 seconds.
Yeah, there's another one.
There's
yep.
another one. And
there's another one.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a little too fast for most IT pros, right?
Uh-huh.
Most IT pros want a certain level of stability and predictability.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. We'll publish a schedule and say, hey, and probably, we haven't figured it out, probably a couple times a year. We'll tell you when, but then you'll be updated, and then you're always moving forward. So this is not the world of, hey, I got on Windows 2003. I just love that thing. I'm going to stay with that thing forever. No, that's not the model here.
Yeah, yeah. Got
it's
it.
The cloud.
And so, and what's super cool is this ecosystem. And you know, obviously, this ecosystem that I helped, you know, really put in place. Now you're going to take advantage of. And I like that.
oh, okay.
Is this not? No, that's not what you're doing. Okay.
I guess it's your show.
This got awkward. So this ecosystem, right? This is the template ecosystem. This is sort of the building out of these applications, the building out of this deployment model, both IaaS and the PaaS services that you talked about.
Yeah, the way I like to say it is this is what happens when a platform company delivers a platform.
Okay, that's a great line.
Yeah, thank you.
Can we actually at the bottom make sure that we put that... This is what happens. We'll put that in here, and so
right,
right. We're gonna run that right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So,
no, actually, the point of that is really
this is a terrible interview so far. But it's not your fault. It's certainly my fault.
Lost control at the very beginning.
At the very beginning.
No, the point is, it really is a platform. And the great thing about platforms, and that is our DNA.
Yeah, yeah.
That is our DNA. We're great at building platforms. And the great thing about a platform is it's an environment where developers can do their best work with the lowest effort and the maximum productivity. That's the point. That's why people love Azure. That's why people love Windows.
That's right.
That's why people love Azure.
That's right.
Boy, I can do these amazing things with this little amount of work.
Right.
And now, all of a sudden, I can do that in the public cloud. I can do it in a hoster's cloud.
Or private cloud.
And now, here's the thing. Most people, when they think about that, they think, well, oh, great. So that gives me a bunch of choices. I can get this product, that product, a lot of choices.
Right.
But here's the other part. And this is the thing that excites me, because I'm all about the people. is it creates a marketplace for an ecosystem for people as well.
Yes.
So you're an IT pro, you're a director or whatever, and
expertise
you need to hire people.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden you can hire somebody. Like, try and do that with some of the other stuff, right? Like, you bring somebody in so much, so often what's happened in the past is we gave people a bunch of components and a rabbit's foot, right?
Right.
Best of luck, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'd produce Corey's data center, right?
Yep.
And here's the way we put
here's
it together.
Here's the way we do it here.
And then we do Jeffrey's data center. And then I hire somebody. Oh, I hear there's this rock star.
I only know Corey's data center.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Guy comes in, is like a completely dysfunctional.
Right.
But now all of a sudden you'll be able to hire people and they can be productive.
Yeah.
Or if you decide, you know, you want to move back to your homeland or wherever, you know, you can go someplace, knock on 10 doors, and a bunch of them are going to be like, yes.
Yeah, I do that.
Yes. Yeah. Please,
I
come
can
with
do
us.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think what's it's particularly cool, at least, you know, when I talk with customers in there, and they're looking at the cloud, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of these tough challenges that they today have to make these decisions. It's like, great, I want to go public cloud. I want that agility, right? I want to be able to write to that. But, you know, for these XYZ reasons, I can't move everything, or, you know, I only want to do subset, maybe I only want to do backup or dev test in the cloud, but everything else.
Right.
And so what, you know, what I love about this is that, you know, this platform that you guys are building together with us, it's sort of, I'd say, Microsoft's way of saying there's no wrong way to do cloud,
yeah.
Right? And so now you can do cloud on-prem, you can do cloud in public cloud, and it's all cloud, and it's all the same cloud, actually,
yeah.
Which is what's really,
but
really
let
cool.
Me clarify something, because some people might have misinterpreted what you said.
Okay.
And so I was kind of joking before, but
I
the reality is...
No,
well, it's really important. This is not a reinterpretation of the Azure cloud.
Yes.
This is not at all. This
correct.
Is the Azure code.
Correct.
So I am stealing your code.
Yes.
And making myself look great with it.
I appreciate
now,
that.
Now, there's really only, really, no, it's true. And that's
you
the value.
You look great with or without my code.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. What are that, we talking about again?
That is the value of it, right? It
yeah.
Is the same code.
Exactly.
And there's exactly two differences. So the first is that the cloud infrastructure, the stuff that runs on the physical machines, is different, right? And the reason for that is, you know, what's your minimum scale out? You know, your initial minimal scale out. And the answer is 1,000 servers.
Right.
Well, most customers right. Really say, hey, would you like Azure? You got to start with 1,000 servers.
Here's the check. Go sign it. Yeah.
Most of them are like, can we get that a little smaller?
Exactly.
So by definition, that is different software. Uh-huh. So that's one thing. And then the only other thing is that in Azure, the Azure team produces these resources and they run them themselves.
Yeah.
And here, the customers will take your resources
yeah.
And they'll run them.
Uh-huh.
On that, it's the same code. And that's mm-hmm. The value.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it is
really,
really not
cool.
Our interpretation
yeah,
or
that's right.
Our code. It's
and
your
did
code.
I apologize if I was misleading in that regard.
Well, when I heard it, I thought they might have gotten that wrong. Can I just say, some people do. They think, oh, okay, so you defined a set of interfaces.
And then you and just re-implemented
the,
it over here.
Cloud
well,
interface
this is actually kind of an important point, which is that, you know, while we joke about the two teams and we joke about whether you're better than Rusinovich, I guess we don't really joke about it. We know the answer to that. and so, but the key point actually is these are like the same team effectively, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a code that's developed on our side, and then that code is shipped, right?
Yeah.
And that is, it's the same team. It's all kind of working together. And so there's not like a server team and a cloud team. It's all an Azure team, right? And
no, that's
absolutely this is fantastic.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, it builds on the historical relationship, right? I mean, we produced the operating system that then Azure was built on.
Right.
And reality is, you know, Rusinovich, look, he's great. He is. And he, no, it's true. He is great. And, you know, he's really kind of taken the lead and been driving a bunch of the architecture within Windows Server itself.
Yeah.
You know, kind of being the sponsor of the container work.
Mm-hmm.
He's just done a great job there.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Absolutely.
So, no, the teams have always been working together very well.
We like to joke. We like to make jokes.
Yeah.
So, cool. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to say? Any other highlights or anything like this? Obviously, so it's live. It's ready to play with, right?
Yes.
So people can download it now. It's in preview.
Yeah.
And so that was last week, right? So
yeah.
That was available right now. The bits, you can go and download them, and maybe we'll put that link here too.
Yeah. Download it. I did a video saying, you know, what size machine you need. It's a pretty beefy machine, and why? And the answer is because you're running the cloud. Some guy said, boy, that's the biggest ISO I've ever seen in my life. It's like, you're downloading the cloud.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is big.
Yeah.
But indeed, so you want to get a big, beefy machine. We recommend at least 128 gigs of RAM so you have some room to bring down templates and try it out.
Right.
And definitely read the release notes. You know, again, it's the cloud. You know, you want to pay attention.
Right. Cool.
But well, it's exciting stuff. This is the dawn of a new era.
Yeah.
You know, we've been saying this for a long time.
That's right.
We've been talking about
it. It's not just a pipe, right? This is, I think it's, I really believe it's redefining hybrid.
Can I talk about my favorite part?
Oh, gosh, okay. One more thing.
Last thing. I just love the Microsoft play here, right? Because as I listen to the other guys, if you only have a public cloud, then like some of our competitors only have a public cloud, and they go around like bad mouthing the private cloud, why you're dumb if you do that, why it's just stupid. And at some point, they have some good points, but then it's like, no, I bet you know you're lying. Like, you know in your heart that's not true, but you got to say that because that's all you have.
You don't have an option.
Yeah, and same thing with the private cloud guys. That's all they have, and so they'll badmouth the public cloud.
Right.
And the point is, they've got some points, but you know that's not true, right? And so we say, hey, public cloud, private cloud, we got it both. Everybody has a different set of needs, and we'll work with you to make sure what's right. And of course, my favorite thing is, because I'm often wrong, is in this environment, you can be wrong, and it doesn't so much matter. You
it
say, oh, well,
much.
Hey, I started off here. No, that wasn't the right place. I should have gone there.
Yep.
Move it there.
Right.
Oh, I started off here. I should have been there. No drama.
No drama.
So, again, it's sort of like in line with Satya's thing. Listen to the customers. Give the customers what they want.
Yeah.
And that's our play.
Right.
And
it comes
that.
Back to the point I made earlier, which
it's all
is
about your points.
There's no wrong way to do a cloud. And I think that's all we've got. That's at least all we've got time for.
Okay. but one more thing. Great thing about Azure, it provides lots of places to run PowerShell.
Okay. That's it. I just lost all of the listeners who are Linux fans. Like, who's this Snover guy? That's all we've got time for. I can barely believe that we spent 30 minutes talking about that.
Just seemed like 30 minutes.
It seemed like 30 minutes.
For me, it seemed like a week.
You saw a lot of edits in here. Imagine all the stuff that was in that we had to get rid of, given what you saw. So, as always, please send me questions, comments, Azure, TWC, that stands for Tuesdays with Corey. And
what's that thing?
Oh, the pound sign, or the hashtag, as we say in the modern world. hashtag Azure TWC. Hit it up. Ask us some questions. You want to have some questions for this man? Hit that up, and we'll see you there on the Twitter sphere. So hope you enjoyed the session. Hope you enjoyed the conversation, and definitely check it out. We'll put some links down below. And good to see you. Have a happy Tuesday. And thank you so much, Mr. Jeffrey Snover, for joining us in this session. I really enjoyed it.
It's almost been fun.
It's just barely been doable. See you later. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
So move them so they're touching the wall would be best.
All right.
If you wanted to do anything.
Hold on.
And I'm going to... Nice.
I made the important stuff big.
There you go. I gotta see this.
He took it out. Bye. This is what we're gonna talk about today. No, sorry, don't worry about it. All right, what do we got? We ready to start? He's doing something silly. How's it look?
Perfect. Beautifully in frame.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah, we're all set, man.
I need
a clap. I would take those out for now, if you don't mind.
How dare you? Do you know who I am? We don't just give away technical fellows to...